powerful gospel and scripture with Brother Len on Golden Guide.
As the world looks upon me, as I struggle along, they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my
people of God, welcome to this program, Golden Guide. The scripture says, there is a way which seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death or destruction. From Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12. So therefore, we need the Golden Guide.
Mga kaibigan, kapatid, salamat sa Panginoong Diyos. Nandito na naman ang ating palatuntunang Ginintuang Gabay sa English Golden Guy. At sa aking dayalik na Cebuano, Bulawanong Giya. Mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, salamat sa Panginoong Diyos. Pinag-ingatan tayo sa buong mundo. At salamat sa Panginoong Diyos. Hindi lang tayo dito, kundi pati ang ating mga mahal sa buhay doon sa Pilipinas. Salamat sa Panginoong Diyos. Brother Angus, good morning once
good
again.
Good morning to all our fellow listeners. Good morning. God bless you. Amen.
Amen. Thanks be to God. Brother Angus, I have some friends who are celebrating or have already celebrated their birthday. So once again, let us play a song for them. Okay, Brother Angus?
Amen.
Do you have any of your friends?
Yes, many are listening and expecting God to speak to us and to bless us this day.
Well, thanks be to God. Dong Ryan Tariao, belated happy birthday, Dong. God bless you more. And with your family. And Brother Robert Grida, happy birthday sa inyong lahat at sa lahat ng nagdiwang sa inyong karawan. Happy birthday sa inyong lahat. At belated yung nakalipas na at darating, advance happy birthday. So Brother Angus, you don't have? Okay? Okay, let us play this song, Happy Birthday, Mahal, para sa lahat ng nagdiwang sa inyong karawan, sa inyo to, mga kaibigan at mga kapatid. Ito na.
This song is from Mildred's Hard to Find Music Library.
Sa lahat na nagdiwang sa inyong kalawan, salamat Panginoong Diyos, mga kaibigan at mga kapatid. At isunod natin ang ating gospel song. No, salamat. This my granddaughters will come here.
Oh, beautiful.
This too.
Beautiful.
This
yeah.
Different. Okay, mga kaibigan, Brother Angus, so let us play our gospel song. The same gospel song that we had played last Sunday. You shall love the Lord because it is
beautiful.
Good. This every time the Christians or the people can hear this kind of gospel song. So the title, You Shall Love the Lord. So let us listen, brother and sister. Salamat Panginoong Diyos na pakinggan natin ang ating gospel song. And before we proceed, Brother Angus, once again I ask you please to open us in a word of prayer.
Yes, thank you, Father, that you are the Father of all the people. You are the Father of the nations. You are the Father of generations. And we thank you this morning that our listeners, Lord, we welcome them in Jesus' name. You are the light, and you've revealed yourself through your word. For you said that I have come to give life, choose life, and not death. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Let us refresh our main text.
Yes, we are in the Bible this morning, of the New Testament, and it's Luke 8 chapter 8 of Luke, verse 17 and 18. For nothing is secret that will not be revealed. Let's say that again, Roland. For nothing is secret that will not be revealed, nor anything hidden that will not be known and come to light. Therefore, take heed how you hear, for whoever has, to him more will be given. And whoever does not have even what he seems to have will be taken away from him.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. And that's in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 8, verse 17 and verse 18. So, you going to read that for us?
In my Tagalog?
Yes, please.
Your English finish?
Yes.
Okay. Ingatan niyo kung paano ang inyong pakikinig, sapagkat sino mang mayroon ay bibig... 17 to 18.
17 to 18.
Oh, sorry. I jumped to verse 18. Sapagkat walang bagay na tatago na di mamahayag, o walang lihim na di makikilala at mapapasa sa liwanag. Ingatan ninyo kung paano ang inyong pakikinig, sapagkat sino mang mayroon ay bibigyan, at ang sino mang wala, pati ng inaakala niyang nasa kanya ay aalisin. Okay, Brother Angus, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, in studying this word, we understand from the New Testament that the secret that God is talking about are the things that are hidden. These are things that we do not know. And the Bible is very clear in Matthew chapter 6, verse 3, 4, and 5. There are three things that are mentioned in Matthew chapter 6, 3, and 4, and 5. But when you do charitable deed, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. In the fourth verse, it says that your charitable deed may be in secret, and that your Father who sees in secret will himself reveal you, will reward you openly. I'm sorry for that translation mistake. And when you pray, verse 5, you shall not be like hypocrites, but when you pray, go into your room, shut the door, pray to the Father who sees in secret place, and he will bless you. Thank you, Roland.
Sure.
Matthew chapter 6, 3, 4, and 5.
I read in Tagalog.
Thank you.
Datapat, pagka ikaw ay naglilimos, ay huwag maalaman ng iyong kaliwang kamay ang ginagawa ng inyong kanang kamay, upang ang inyong paglilimos ay malihim, at ang iyong ama na nakakita sa lihim ay gagantihan ka. At pagka kayo ay nagsisidalangin, ay huwag kayong gaya ng mga mapaimbabaw, sapagkat iniibig nila ang pagsidalangin ng pagtayo sa mga sinaguga at sa mga likuang daan, upang sila ay mga kita ng mga tao. Katotohanang sinasabi ko sa inyo, tinanggap na nila ang sa kanila'y ganti. Yes, very true.
What is important in what we share this morning, and this is something that we must adapt to as Christians, is that God is interested in what we believe. God is interested in what we understand. God is also very interested in our innermost being. It says in Psalm 91, verse 1.
Verse 1.
He who dwells
in the secret place. Now, we can emphasize that this morning, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Thank you, Roland, if you could read that for us.
Siyang tumataham sa lihim na dako ng kataas-taasan ay mananatili sa lilim ng makapangyarihan sa lahat.
So God is interested in us knowing that He sees, He knows, and He hears. Again, we speak about Matthew chapter 6, and Roland, we understood that in giving, don't be show-off.
Yes.
Don't be foolish. In praying, you must not be like those who stand on street corners.
Even the good deeds. Let us make it in secret. Yeah. So God will reveal it to the people that your deeds is good.
Don't let your left hand know what your right hand is giving.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So that is in secret. And the emphasis there is that you don't do it to be publicly acknowledged.
So that kind of secret is good than the secret crimes done by the criminals.
Very true. Very true. Secondly, Roland, we're not only to be careful in our giving, but in our prayer, in our prayer life. Be careful not to be loud or to draw attention.
Yeah.
Okay. Hallelujah.
Because there are several or some hypocrites that they want to show themselves that the people could see, he is or she is a powerful. Prayerful.
So Jesus is an example to us. And Jesus said in chapter 8 of Luke, let's just go back to Luke chapter 8, please.
Yes.
And, excuse me, in verse 16, Jesus makes a very clear statement. No one, when he has lit a lamp, covers it with a vessel or puts it under a bed, but sits it on a lampstand that those who enter may see the light. So we are not to sit with darkness as a place to hide.
Yes.
But we are to openly confess that we are people of the light. And what do people of the light do? They hate darkness.
Yes.
So these deeds that we're talking about today in Roland, I just opened up my heart for any questions or thoughts that we can discuss.
Yes.
This is a matter of the heart. God says, I know the heart is evil, but you can confess. You can state very clearly, God, you know.
The heart is deceitful and evil.
Yes.
But we remember 3:20 in Revelation, our Lord Jesus Christ is knocking the door. He is waiting for someone who open and let him get inside. So yes, before, we have a wicked heart, evil heart, and deceitful heart.
Yeah.
But the Lord Jesus Christ will let him to dwell. So he is now in our hearts now.
In giving thanks to God, we make it clear that He is the giver, we are the receiver.
Yes.
So in giving thanks to God, we acknowledge that He gives us to give to others. We should never assume we are the source.
Yeah, it's Him. Because there are some who would like to show themselves that, he is a generous. But not credit to the owner of the everything that he has. So it's good. Give thanks to the Lord, and we see something, thanks be to God. This is from Him. And I am the channel of blessings.
That's it. In Luke chapter 8, verse 1, would you read that in Tagalog, please?
Verse 1.
Luke 8, chapter 8, verse 1.
At nangyari pagkatapos ng kaunting panahon na siya'y naglalakad sa mga bayan at mga nayon na ipinanangaral at dinadala ang mabubuting balita ng kaharian ng Diyos at kasama niya ang 12.
He came and he preached every city and village. What was his message? Good news.
Good news, yeah.
Now, what we talked about before about in secret, bad news.
if your heart is not right with God, it's bad news. But we have a radio station, and we are calling it the gospel.
And we can proclaim the good news and the power of God through or with His holy words.
Amen. So, strong in the Lord, be of good courage.
Amen.
Be strong in the Lord, be of good courage. Let nothing be done in secret. Don't deceive yourself.
Yes.
Don't deceive yourself. But in your giving, don't let the left hand know what the right. And in your praying, He sees in secret, He will reward you publicly.
Amen.
So we must be very vigilant to say, God, we give thanks to You.
Yes, no other than only Him. Because He is worthy to give thanks, Brother Angus. We don't have all of this. It is His.
We are born into this world with the breath of life, but we are given time so that every breath may count.
Yes. So this breath is from God.
From God. And He gives to every man equally. Not more to you, not less to me.
The same. The same oxygen that we inhale and exhale. Yeah. But we need fresh air. Because when we inhale it, it becomes chemical oxygen and supply to our brain.
The way of salvation God provided is that He would speak to man and man would be His friend. That's what God wants, is relationship.
Yes.
Give Him the time. Give Him your breath so that He might be glorified.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Roland. That is our message. Bless our Tagalo, Ilocano, and Pasayan. Welcome. We love you very much this morning.
Okay. Our Brother Angus, thanks be to God the inputs that you have shared this morning. And also, even the crimes. Most especially in the crimes.
Yes.
One time I was watching in the TV the crime scene in America. He was a widow and she get married again. And then while they are together, one time the man, she get married for the second time, disappeared. And the son asked, where is my father? And the woman, I don't know, where is he? So there was a secret of the lady.
Oh my God.
If you look her face, we can read something wrong with this woman. Even she hides something to the people, or most especially the son who is looking for his father. Where is my father? Oh, Brother Angus, there was a secret, but thanks be to God. And most especially if there are people who would like to hide the crimes they had committed against in community, there is no secret that will not be revealed. And you know what happened? The son very, very sad because his father disappeared with that woman who became the wife of his father, and he asked help from the policeman. There is no other suspect why his father disappeared, and then he asked in the court for a search warrant everywhere. And there was underground.
Wow.
And they check all. So they found the one how do we call Diki Pali? Diki, is it correct? Almost scattered the flesh from the bones. So the policeman asked this lady, who is this? And also the woman, she had a daughter. And there was also a foul play, the first husband, and the search everywhere. And two, but only bones remain. And the daughter, when she knew why there are two, and one body decayed, but the one also only bones. Oh, the first husband, she murdered, and the second, she murdered again. So there was a secret with this lady. But thanks be to God, the crime she had committed, it was revealed. And the son and the daughter of this lady, they filed case against her, murdered. So she was in the prison. So, yeah, that kind of secret, most especially crimes, it's good to be revealed in order to give justice to the victims and the loved ones who are very sad for what had happened to their loved ones in the hands of their killer woman. Yeah. So very dangerous.
Very dangerous.
Yeah. Maybe she put something of poison or anything so she was able to do something bad to their two husbands. Okay, Brother Angus, thanks be to God.
Amen.
We have 3 minutes remaining.
All right. Let's remind ourselves, Luke chapter 8, once again, we read in Tagalog and quickly in English.
Chapter 8, the same.
Verse 17, yes.
17.
Thank you.
17?
Chapter 8 and verse 17. You read first.
17.
Yes, please.
1:17. Sapagkat walang bagay na natatago na di mamahayag o walang lihim na di makikilala at mapapasa sa liwanag. Thanks be to God.
For nothing is secret that will not be revealed. Praise be to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, brother.
So it's good. So most especially everything, even we hide the good deeds we did, but God, it will reveal. And how much more the crimes committed with some criminals that it should be or it must be revealed. Amen.
Your Father sees, He hears. Your Father in heaven, He sees and
yes,
He hears.
Yes. Yes, Brother Angus. So, Brother Angus, thanks be to God and our brother and sister, brethren in Christ who are listening right now. Thanks be to God that you could be blessed for listening.